So this morning I have a psalm to read for you guys. It is a prayer inspired by the Psalms from the book Endless Grace. This is written by Ryan Whitaker Smith and Dan Wilt. And it's just a really beautiful book full of inspired prayers. So this morning we are going to be reading from Psalm 135. It's titled Lord of Praise. And I invite you guys to just engage however you feel comfortable this morning. You can close your eyes, open your hands. Let's receive from God. Lord of praise, be praised by all who love and serve you. May I join in their song, swept up in the splendor of holiness, lifting hands and heart to magnify your name. May worship be my first language, gratitude my native tongue. For your goodness and mercy have ransomed me from the grave and filled me with uncontainable joy. Lord of all lords, you are not distant from us, hiding behind the curtain of creation. You have tabernacled among us, revealed yourself in word and wonder, called us to belong to the family of God. Subdue our idols, conquer our imaginations. Do what is in your heart to do. Muster wind and wave, height and depth, thunder and lightning to accomplish your will. When you intervene, slaves are freed. Wonders are made manifest. Death is defeated. Empires are conquered. The widow is given a home. The hungry are filled. You, God, are Creator, Abba, Father. Savior, Emmanuel, Son. Wind, fire, and spirit. Your name is carried forward through the ages of human history, civilizations passing into memory, kingdoms collapsing into dust. You reign above all, your throne from generation to generation, your face turned toward the children of your promise. The human heart is deceitful above all things, a temple of idols, with no power to speak, to comfort, to save, to deliver. Those who exchange your glory for such things, who trade your truth for lies, are given up to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies, to a debased mind, to all manner of unrighteousness, covetousness, evil. But all who call you king, who worship you in spirit and truth, who are washed in your blood, covered in your kindness, praise you. Lord of praise, be praised by all who love and serve you. Amen.
Good morning. You may notice I'm sitting on a stool. That's so you think I'm cool. The cool pastors at the cool churches do that, so, yeah. So Rachel said that this Sunday is a Lectio Sunday, and what I want to do is just take a little bit of time to frame that up a little bit more for some of you who might not be super familiar or comfortable with that yet, and just talk about what that means and set the expectation for this morning. Does that sound good? Cool. So, in place of our regular 30-ish minute sermon, which is generally a monologue from the person who is standing on this stage, we are going to together read and reflect on some scriptures, and then we're actually going to move into conversation about that at the end. So before you panic, I just want to talk about that a little bit. I always feel like it's helpful to know what to expect out of things. So Lectio Divina, if that's a new term to some of you, because I suspect that it might be, it's a way of praying the scriptures that's existed for almost the entire history of the church. And so we want to focus in order to deepen our understanding of God's love for us and for the people around us. And put very simply, this way of being in the scriptures impacts us differently from listening to preaching. So as cliche as it might sound, the scriptures exist to be experienced, not just to be read. And so Lectio Divina is a Latin term, and it means divine reading. And it's a kind of spiritual reading that we open up the scriptures to read, to meditate together, to have some conversation. And this practice facilitates rest in God's presence. And so a few things about that really quickly. Some of you may feel really comfortable sitting still and quiet with your eyes closed for 20 minutes. God bless you. That's generally not me. So a lot of times when I'm at home by myself and I read or I pray, I pace. I stand up in my office and I walk laps around my tiny home office while I read or whatever it might be. Some of us, you know, we have an easier time engaging with this sort of thing when we're able to doodle or lie down on the floor or write our thoughts down or whatever it might be. And so what I want to do is just kind of break the ice. I don't want you to feel like you need to, you know, sit quietly with your hands folded in your lap the entire time we go through this reading. If it helps you to engage, to pace a little bit in the back of the room, or to change positions a few times throughout the reading, please do that. If it helps you to write or to draw or to take notes, all of that is fair game. Whatever it is that you need to do to be able to engage with what we're doing together, short of being distracting to other people, that's what I want to encourage you to do. Does that make sense? Okay, hopefully that makes it a little bit easier for us to sort of stay in the room for this whole thing. So over the course of the next 15 minutes or so, I'm going to read some scripture passages, I'm going to give you some prompts to consider, and I want you to do whatever you need to do to be as present to this as possible. So we'll read these prompts. I think it's helpful to have something to write on close by, so if you have a notebook, if you have a pen, this would be the time. We're going to read these prompts, and then we're going to get into groups and discuss a little bit of how this went for us. And I know that that's the part that for us introverts makes us very nervous. And so here's what I ask is just if this morning what you need is a safe group of people that you're very familiar with, find some safe people who you're familiar with to talk about this stuff at the end. If you're here with us for the first time and that's extremely uncomfortable for you, you know, you have my permission to look at your phone for a little bit while we have this conversation. But I would encourage you to challenge yourself, to maybe get in a group of a few people who you don't know so well. And I would love to challenge our extroverts in the room to be very inclusive. And if you see people sitting by themselves or maybe looking around like they'd like to have a group, just welcome people into your little circle of chairs for a conversation. Does that sound good? Can we do that? A few people are nodding. Okay, cool. Well, I think that's what we're gonna do. So let's begin by getting settled in a little bit and drawing our attention to God's presence with us. So together we come into God's presence and offer our attention and invite God to converse with us, to open up the gift of our imagination, the gift of our eyes and ears to hear and see what God might be doing in our lives. And so let's just take a moment to be quiet together and notice any thoughts or concerns that might be distracting you right now. It could be a hectic morning or a hectic week, or even uncertainty that you have about being in this room right now. And we surrender these things to Jesus And Lord God, we ask that you would hold all of the things that are running through our minds right now so that we can be fully present to the work that you're doing in and among us. And sometimes I find it even helpful to write some of these things down on a page of my notebook other than the one that I'm using for this exercise, just as a way of capturing them and putting them away. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, Jesus stands at the door and knocks. And he says, "If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sit down with you." So using your imagination, open the door of your space, whatever that might mean to you. And in your own words in prayer, invite him to join you. And even feel free to take a moment to reflect on how you're feeling about this time together. So in our Lectio today, we're going to revisit together the seven I am statements of John's gospel. We just finished a preaching series on these passages. And so today we're going to engage with them a little bit differently. And what I hope we come away from this with is an awareness of which of these passages God might be specifically speaking to each of us individually through. And so I want to encourage you, I'm going to read through several of them, and we're going to talk about all seven of them. And as we do this exercise, I want you to pay attention to maybe just one of them that stands out to you. So you don't have to answer every question that comes up. Allow your focus to turn toward one of these passages. In Exodus chapter 3, we read this. Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you.' And they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you." God also said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you shall call me from generation to generation.' God said to Moses from the burning bush, 'I am who I am.'" And so who has God been to you recently? And how has God been loving you recently? Take a few moments and ask God to speak to you about who he is to you right now in the season you're in. In John's gospel, Jesus echoes the I am of God with seven statements about himself, revealing to those around him that he is the same God who spoke to Moses from the burning bush. And so as I read these seven I am statements from Jesus, imagine Jesus saying each one of these. "I am the bread of life." How has Jesus been sustaining you, filling you up in this season? "I am the light of the world." How has Jesus been light for you recently? Or where in your life right now needs the light of Christ to shine through? "I am the door of the sheep." What ways might Jesus be inviting you through a narrow gate right now? What invitations has he extended to you recently? "I am the good shepherd." How has Jesus gone ahead of you for the season you're in right now? How might he be leading you? "I am the resurrection and the life." Is there anything in your life right now that feels deadened? Ask God to speak into your life right now. "I am the way, the truth, and the life." we ask, God, that you would speak the truth to us directly to our hearts. I am the true vine. So take a few moments and imagine yourself becoming more connected, more deeply connected to Jesus, the true vine. So as I continue by reading these next few passages, I want you to continue to pay attention to which of these things feels most resonant to you right now. I suspect that as we went through the first seven, one or two of them may have started to stand out to you. And so as I read these passages, just ask, which one, Lord, do you want me to linger over right now in this moment? Which one might you have something to say about? First, from John 6, I'm telling you the solemn truth, Jesus replied. It wasn't Moses who gave you the bread from heaven. It was my Father who gave you the true bread from heaven. God's bread, you see, is like the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Master, they said, give us this bread. Give it to us always. I am the bread of life, replied Jesus. Anyone who comes to me will never be hungry, and anyone who believes in me will never be thirsty. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So he spoke to them again. I'm telling you the solemn truth, he said. I am the gate of the sheep. All the people who came before me were thieves and brigands, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. If anyone comes in by me, they will be safe and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. I came so that they could have life and have it full to overflowing. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep too, which don't belong to this sheepfold. I must bring them too, and they will hear my voice. Then there will be one flock and one shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life, replied Jesus. Anyone who believes in me, even if they die, and anyone who lives and believes in me will never, ever die. Do you believe this? I am the way, replied Jesus, and the truth and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father. From now on, you do know him. You have seen him. I am the true vine, said Jesus, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that doesn't bear fruit, and he prunes every branch in me that does bear fruit, so that it can bear more fruit. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. The branch can't bear fruit by itself, but only if it remains in the vine. In the same way, you can't bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. People who remain in me, and I in them, are the ones who bear plenty of fruit. Without me, you see, you can't do anything. Remain in my love. So having read each of these statements, we just invite you to put the one in front of yourself that you feel most drawn to right now. Whichever one it might be, bread to sustain you, light for darkness, a gate for a way through to an abundant life, a shepherd to lead you, resurrection of something that feels dead to you, the truth to combat the lies the enemy is whispering in your ear, a vine of life and love to connect to that will give you life. Let one of these rise to the surface and spend some time praying and ask the Spirit to lead your prayer. And so right now we do. We pray and ask you, Lord, for what we need and what we desire. And finally, we rest. We receive in this last stage of our Lectio. And I just invite you to rest in whatever it is that the Spirit is stirring in you. Maybe take a slightly deeper breath than normal. What do you notice the Spirit stirring in you? How is the Lord maybe responding to your desire? Or what part of your desire is the Lord putting his finger on? What more might God want to say to you? And so, Lord, we receive the good gifts of your word, the good gifts that you give us when we pause to be in your word in a different way. And we ask that you would plant this seed in our hearts. Whatever we may have heard your Spirit speak to us over the last little bit of time, whether it was a lot or just a little, give us courage, Lord, to lean into the work that you have already begun in us and are continuing in us, and give us courage to speak out loud the graces that we've received and the questions that we hold. In Christ's name, amen. Amen. All right, how are we doing? We doing okay? I don't think anybody fell asleep. I was watching and I don't see anyone sleeping, so well done. Friends, what we're gonna do next is we're gonna take about 10 to 15 minutes and get into some small groups. And I would invite you to find somebody that looks safe for you, or you could find someone in the room that you don't know that well and take this as an opportunity to get to know them a little bit. We just wanna take a few minutes to respond. You know, one of the consistent things that we hear from people is like, the monologue on Sunday morning isn't very interactive, and so this is our chance to interact for those of you who feel that way. Part of the work of Lectio Divina is to respond as best we can in community with other people. And so one of our values, you know, community, prayer, engaging suffering, one of these things, prayer, we do that together actually by talking about how it is for us and how we come to that space. And so that's what we have a chance to do right now. So we'll have some questions, just a couple questions for you to think through. The first thing that I want to encourage you to share about briefly, courageously, is which of these I am statements of Jesus stood out to you, and why do you think that may have been? And then the second thing that we're gonna talk about is what do you think the invitation from God might be in response to what stood out to you or what you heard? Can we do that? Just those two things. So, go. Ha ha ha.